Welcome to the Grain of Salt podcast. We're talking Godzilla Singular Point, episode 4. I'm Hank, and with me is Ben.
Aw, yeah. Episode 4, pretty, I mean, technical, but also I'm really curious as to whether or not the the translations for the rapid fire numbers are correct. Like, certainly the first, like, 3 or 5 or 6 or whatever, but it's pretty spicy. I was just, this...
Actually, I saw, like, a comment on the episode that was like, well, I'm done. Just, like, it's just so technical. It was like, I can't imagine that the subtitles are correct. They seem good, though. I don't know. This group's doing a good job.
Yeah. I mean, like...
Whatever.
For a lot of that stuff.
I understood what I needed to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say. But and I did like the note of from the translators of, like, there's a part where it's just, like, streaming Twitter, and we're not going to translate all of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's, like, one scene that's just, like, there's a Twitter timeline going by that's all in Japanese while people are speaking on top of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, you get the gist of it just by the dialogue. We're not going to... That's too much.
Dude.
We have limits. We're human.
Yeah. No, 100%. And, like, they're doing... I don't think there's not... If you hadn't told me that this is a fan translation, like, I don't even know that I would notice, honestly. Like, they're doing very well.
I would notice because professional subs are a lot of times worse.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like I've encountered, like, some pretty bad subs.
Yeah, because, like, these are people who are doing this shit because they love it, and sometimes you're getting people who are doing it and they're not paid very well.
Yeah.
And they're doing it because it's their job.
Mm-hmm.
So, weirdly, that's how life works.
Shocking.
Don't get paid. You do better work. But it's only okay if nobody's making money off you.
Yeah.
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 Hobby. So this episode is our big thing that happens. It's a lot of technical stuff, but, like, man, it's so technical. First, it's like the puzzle of solving the, it'll make sense when you solve it or whatever.
Yeah.
Question.
Archetype nonsense.
And then she, like, goes about it by brute forcing it and just inputting any phrase into the thing to generate the
hash,
number. And that's a dumb way to go about it.
Yeah, just sure looking around.
Yeah, just saying
raspberry
things he sees.
Juice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Incorrect. Not the thing.
What do you mean it's incorrect?
And it, like, maybe it's not even a phrase. Maybe it's a video file.
Yeah. It could be, like, anything.
Yeah. But it turns out to literally be that phrase. Of it'll make sense once you solve it. That was literally the answer.
Yeah.
So she figures that out. She forgets her luggage at the airport. It's a good joke. She's like, no, I travel light. She's like, oh, wait. I just grabbed my suitcase. And then there's another bit later where she's like, man, where did I put the key to my suitcase? And her AI's like, you put it in your suitcase.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like, wait, then how could I have locked my suitcase? And the answer was, she didn't. Her suitcase was not locked.
Pretty good.
Jokes. It's a metaphor or parallel to the archetype problem, I guess.
I suppose parallel, yeah.
Yeah. Because we get... So she goes to this presentation in Dubai, and we get to see like what Archetype can do.
It makes light get bright. It's a light bright. Well, it's a light bright.
they shoot a laser through it, but then they like take a piece of it away and take the laser away, but the light is still trapped within the Archetype, and it's like, isn't that amazing? It traps light. But not only did it trap light, then the light gets more and more intense until it explodes.
Yeah.
And then so that's infinite energy. And then she bursts out in the middle of a presentation, like why she thinks it's happening, which is that it's being reflected through time. So it's all that like future light is coming into the present.
Yeah.
That's why it's increasing.
Dude, all of that, like, I don't know. Like, it's super technical and everything, but I fucking love it because it's just so much horse shit coming at you at once. It's from the, well, it can't exist in this world, but how do they find it? Well, they must have already had it, or it's from the future, or it's completed and they need to solve the riddle. They have the answer. Uh-huh. They need the riddle. Like, just all this nonsense.
So I mean, good. Like, you think of the bullshit dumb science in, like, those Gamera movies.
That's why I love it, dude. Like, it's, exactly. I'm
like, this is the modern version of that same
yeah. thing. Or, like, I mean, even in Godzilla vs. Kong, where they get the power source to copy it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about it. Fuck it. That's dope as hell. Like, don't, like, let's move quickly on this.
As long as you could just keep throwing shit at me, as long as you keep it moving.
I was gonna say, yeah, they're talking about it, but they're talking about it fast.
Yeah. It is interesting, because it's kind of, like, really not a lot happens, but, you know, it still feels paced well. It's
Oh, yeah. I looked down, and I was like, I expected to be, like, halfway through the episode, and I was like, no, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot the old man getting the award.
Yes.
Just standing there looking kooky as hell with his certificate or plaque or whatever.
I'm kind of surprised he went through with the ceremony.
Right? Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Or that there was not like a bit of him like yelling at the ceremony.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Then there's like, and like earlier than that, there's like an old man scientist talking about the Rodan and the journalist dude
who, oh yeah,
gave her like the Archetype piece in the last episode, the blonde dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, do you think, he's asking obviously leading questions of where he at least suspects this is going. He's like, do you think there are going to be more of these creatures showing up? And the scientist's like, I don't see why that would happen. He's like, uh-huh. It's like, they're definitely 100% more of these things are going to keep showing up.
Yeah.
That's certainly going to happen.
Well, that's, like, we're in that, like, section. We're, like, cutting back and forth with a dude who's, like, pretending he's announcing for a shopping mall tour or whatever. The guy, the guy who is like,
oh,
there's that
right.
giant facility, and he's like, we're coming to the food court now. Watch out for the stairs. And he's like,
talking
to nobody.
The giant pit.
Yeah, yeah. And we had that quick cut. We had a quick cut to like that research room or whatever with that other scientist. Man, what a character design. I've never wanted to punch the shit out of someone so quickly in a cartoon. Like, just a...
Uh-huh.
It, like, I want that to be the bit. Like, someone just walks in the room and punches them in their face. They're like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, it was reflex. I don't know what... This has never happened to me before. It's a real wonky design.
Yeah.
So I hope they get eaten.
So, yeah. So, our Jet Jaguar heroes, Yun and the other guy, they're out by, like, this field of, But one day I'll remember his name too. The field of all the Rodans are just like lined up.
Yeah, there's like what 3,000 like corpses whole, it's or like, something.
Yeah, and they're just like
smells holding their noses
because it's stinky. And then you see that one of the Rodan is missing. One of them is gone.
Yeah. So they're like,
it looks like it's been dragged out into the
forest
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They also meet one of the dudes from the like the dude who was in saw the Godzilla bones, like the other dude.
Yeah, well they like contacted him, right? And they're like, "What the hell's up with this?"
This song yeah, because yeah, they are ask playing. Him why are you sending out the signal that's drawing in the Rodan?
Yeah.
He's like, it was an accident.
It's like, we have no idea, like, when the red light comes on or whatever. Like,
it shows them, like, in back, it cuts back to when they went to the Godzilla, like, the Bones sub-basement or whatever, and they find the, where the machine is, like, being turned on or whatever, to turn it back off. And the implication is that maybe the Bones turned it on.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I love that. It's
like,
I love the that whole bit, kind of like the how do you know about the like fucking Austin Powers or whatever? Like, how do you know about the underground Bones? Like, you just told me, baby.
Yeah. It's like, how did you know about that? I didn't.
Yeah,
literally just told me. So now our heroes at least know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
I mean, I just, the guy stomping off, like, that doesn't, Bones don't have will. Just stomping off with that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So then they find the footprints, start following them. They find an eaten corpse.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're following something that's like as big as an elephant. It's got big,
and they're like
pointy-toed.
Like maybe it's young. They're like, what do you mean young? It's this big. It's like, well, I mean, if its parents are bigger,
yeah. And the way it's acting,
yeah, it was hopping around.
Like the way its movement was erratic.
Yeah,
they're like, and then they run into the reporter, blonde dude, who's also following the tracks. Then we get the bit with the suitcase cutting back. And then kind of just the end of the episode with
the end of the episode. I've been waiting.
The end of these army trucks pull up to this overturned truck with like a giant scratch mark on it. And they're like, all right, we got to check it out. We know there's a Rodan missing. And they're like, hey, is anybody there? And the two people hiding in the pierce are like, shut the fuck up. The army dude's like, what? What's going on? Walks over to them.
Yeah, he fucking like, runs
motherfucker.
Down.
And they like run away. And then the dude turns around and fucking Angerus is standing there.
Oh, dude.
And he's all like, what the fuck? And he just starts shooting it. And he's like super dead.
Oh, yeah, that guy is gone.
That is not the correct response.
And then our trio hears gunfire, and reporter is like, automatic. It must be a submachine gun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man.
That's this episode.
What did you think of the design? Of what's his name?
Of Angerus?
Yeah.
Like this Angerus design? Super spiky Angerus?
Super spiky dude, right?
Pretty edgelordy.
He is not, like, probably, I don't want to say a 0 out of 10, but maybe like a 1 out of 10 for hugs.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be careful.
He's not a hug. You're not hugging this Angerus. I don't know that I was, like, hugging old Angerus either. To be fair.
Sure. But, like, you're definitely not hugging this one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped. It's a good introduction. I mean, really, you know, waiting on that Mothra. So have you...
I also feel like they definitely opened the doors for, like, this isn't... It's not like this has to be the Anguirus. There could be... Theoretically, there's a bigger parent Anguirus around, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're kind of going with a thing of, like, this is escalating. More and more monsters are going to appear, and, like... And that, like, the Rodan were trying to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like altering, like, their evolution.
Yeah, they're altering themselves to... For this environment. And, like, this wave, it didn't make it.
Which I actually... I mean, I'm all about that idea. Because that lines... I mean, that fits in... Well, I mean, obviously fits in. It's almost like it was planned in the story. Like, it just... It's kind of like those, like, learning... Machine learning things where it's like this... We're getting this wonky model of a dinosaur to try to walk. It keeps having to, like, off its... It keeps just, like, falling dead before it gets it on, like, attempt 10,000 or whatever.
Yeah. So. I mean, or watching, you know, a child learn to walk or whatever.
Yeah. I like my AI model a bit better. Less sticky.
Like watching a baby giraffe. Because they learn to walk really quickly. Because they
get birthed.
I would be formed.
Well, yeah, I'd fucking hope so. Dropping from, like, what, 2 meters?
Yeah. Gotta break that sack, baby. But yeah, but I like this idea because it's, like, feels Shin Godzilla-y to me. So, sure. Anytime Godzilla wants to keep being like Shin Godzilla, I am down.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm still, like, they have not missed a step yet with any of these episodes. I mean, I feel the need to ask. I gotta know. You peek ahead? You dip into 5?
This time I held back.
Oh.
I finally I was like staring at the link. I'm like, no, fucking hold, control yourself. Because I definitely went into this episode subtitled knowing Anguirus was showing up at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd done that the week before. And I was like, and I'd had that, I read that one comment that was like the next, I think that was on that next episode, that the next episode is also pretty technical.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, okay, if it's another technical episode, I can wait. If it's going to be more, this is going to keep being the structure of, like, our characters are still figuring stuff out and, like, mm-hmm. more and more is being slowly revealed, then
yeah,
I don't need this to be a week ahead. It's okay.
This is,
last time it was really more, I wanted to see more of, Titanosaurus or, like, that sea Godzilla monster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I watched this episode, and then he wasn't even in it. So
oh, yeah,
then I was like, okay.
That bit at the beginning.
Yeah, they pivoted to another. Except for, like, the beginning of this episode when those fishermen are around.
Yeah.
But that's something different that's, like, around them, because that's, like, Godzilla-colored fish stuff of, like...
Mm. I did
it's,
not notice
it's not,
that.
It,
I thought it was the same
bit. Well, it's like black, whereas that thing was red.
Okay.
So I don't know what that was at the beginning of this episode. I think it's something different.
Okay.
Also, that thing was by a submarine, and this was a fishing boat.
I mean, totally, like, it's, you know, totally maybe there's different. Two different ones. There could be any number of them around.
I mean, one of them is... Look, theoretically, Godzilla's going to show up in one of these episodes eventually. Although, I don't know. Now I'm feeling like eventually those fucking bones are going to come back to life, and that's going to be Godzilla. I really don't fucking know at this point.
I mean,
I feel like they're building up... I feel like this show is going to be building up to Godzilla as, like, a different thing, maybe. Or, like, the peak or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could
not
see
just,
it.
Because it's set up these monsters as such, like, a stepping stone thing.
Yeah. Something. I'm kind of hoping. I mean, obviously, I want us to hit like full Godzilla at some point, but I am hoping that before we get to full Godzilla, we can experience Bone Godzilla, just bones walking around like dry Bowser style.
Mm-hmm.
What a great.
My other theory is that those bones are going to become like a Mecha Godzilla.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I made my comparison, and now I'm thinking about, like Go Godzilla go kart racing. There's definitely enough characters for it.
True. I mean, there is Digimon kart racing that exists.
There's like a kart racing for everything. Why not Godzilla?
Not Pokemon. There's no Pokemon.
That's true, and there should be.
I mean, they should be in Mario Kart. Look, Mario Kart should just be Smash, but with kart
Mario
racing.
Mario Kart should just be, it should just be like Nintendo All-Stars kart racing or whatever. Whatever the hell they call it.
Look, they put Link in it.
Yeah,
it's only a matter of time.
Link, Villagers.
Yeah.
The only reason I'd want Pokemon
Mercedes-Benz cars.
Mercedes-Benz DLC. Yeah, you know, your Nintendo favorites. Just stupid as hell. I just don't want, like, they're putting Pokemon in Mario Kart. Like, okay, cool. Hey, Pikachu. Hey, Charizard.
Pichu.
Hey, Pichu. Hey, Greninja. What's up, guys? it's always the same ones.
Well, those are the most popular ones.
Those cowards should give us Mr. Mime.
I can't believe how popular Greninja is.
I don't. Yeah, that surprised me. Like when he was in that initial edition, I was like, I don't get it. And then I looked it up, and like apparently, especially in Japan, just like crazy.
Yeah,
crazy popular. I also saw a thing earlier. Apparently, it's Godzilla's birthday today. Yesterday.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it was like a little happy. Someone drew like I don't know. It was from some anime. So it's like an anime girl presenting Godzilla with a cake, and he was blushing. It was nice.
Well, he did do those kicking segments on. That kids Godzilla show where they teach you the alphabet and math. Now I'm blanking on the name of that. Godzilla Land.
Godzilla Land. Yeah.
Yeah. That one had animated segments and then live action segments too.
Yeah. Get going, Godzilla Land. Not Godzilla Land. Godzilla Land.
Godzilla Land.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm thoroughly enjoying myself with this series. Also,
yeah,
getting more and more tempted. I mean, I'm running out of time. I'm still on my bachelor week here while Anya is away. She doesn't like watching Godzilla movies yet, anyway. Mm. So might have to take this opportunity to sneak a couple in before she gets home.
Mm.
So many films that I want to fit in. So many things to do.
Look, man, we could do those two Godzilla films we haven't watched. They're not good, but... there are two left that aren't those anime ones.
Kind of tempted. Yeah, that aren't the anime. I don't know if I'm going back to those ever.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
If you ever...
One day I will watch them, but...
I was going to say, if you ever do them up, I would, like... re-skim them maybe.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna do them. It's gonna happen.
That's such a I'm like,
but
he's so brave. Yeah, no, it's a tough ask. I don't even know, like, it's not like it's a, well, and you said before, like, you're not great anymore at like watching a film and doing something else alongside it or whatever, but
man,
even then, it's like, I don't know, just because it's subs and the subtitle and whatever else, like, it's not great for doing that to begin with. And
yep,
it's just, it really would just drag down whatever else you're doing beside it. Like, I don't want to be like, yeah, sure, I'll put on I like largely watched the King Kong movies while doing other things around the house and just had it on the TV. But I don't want to cleaning and cooking is already like kind of not fun sometimes enough. I don't want to drag it down with bad anime Godzilla.
They're better things.
Yeah, that's
like any other Godzilla thing.
I was literally gonna say anything else. Yeah, I think I mean, like, original Godzilla anime, or not even anime, the 78 cartoon with Godzilla.
That, like, Hanna-Barbera one?
Yeah. Not great, but still better.
Yeah.
Because at least I could tailor that to, like, 20-minute segments or whatever, instead of, like, 2.5 hours.
And you got that theme song.
The theme song. That theme song, though. Bum, bum,
bum. Yeah. Look, they push the button and Godzilla shows up. That's pretty good. That show sucks, though.
It's bad. I did get some good clip. I need to reclip one of the things, because I had that little, like, my personal reaction for, like, some of the Godzilla films or whatever, and it was, like, the main adult guy or whatever, and he's, like, in a plane. Uh-huh. And he's, like, pressing the communications button. And he's like, Hank, I'm going down, help. Or something. I'm like, yo, it's me. Whenever I'm in the, you know, like, the death metal or black metal, whatever, like, yeah, that comic thing. Like, that was me reading. Like, Hank, mm-hmm, help.
Man. I think the, yeah, problem is, like, Ibira the Sea Monster, I think Godzilla doesn't show him up in that one for, like, the first hour. I think it's, like, literally an hour without Godzilla.
I mean,
in a Godzilla movie.
That's not great, but, like, I've already warmed up with Daimajin.
That's, yeah. If you're watching Daimajin, like, that's kind of why I'm like, we have to watch these other ones. If you're going that deep,
with
a big thing.
In my defense, I did not know that he doesn't show up that long, like, until that deep in the movie, like the last 10 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, to an extent, I'm trying to go into these a little bit blind, you know. I don't want to spoil it, but. And I mean, it was fine. Like, now that I know that's what it is, like, I think that movie was fine anyway. It's nothing, like, stellar, but it's, I don't know, it was fine. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's
just different.
Yeah, it's not a kaiju film, really. Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen much or any of the 98 cartoon?
99, yeah, I watched it. I mean, I was watching it at the time when it was airing.
I haven't. I need to get back to it because I started it, but mm-hmm, it seems decent. It seems like good. Like, it seems like,
yeah, it's
better.
Okay.
It seems like a better take on that shit than the 98 movie.
Oh, totally. It is weird that, like, the characters, those characters are the characters from the movie, but they're, like, super different.
Yeah. I just kept the appearance.
Like, our Master Roderick, whatever, analog, is, like, a completely different human being.
Yeah.
He looks completely different. He acts completely different. So that part's funny. But and it's funny that it is still kind of like the Hanna-Barbera one, in that they have their own, like, pet Godzilla that they summon to fight the monsters.
Yeah,
it's still that structure. I don't know.
See, I don't even know that I got to that point. Like, I could tell it was getting there, but I think I started and then it I fizzled kind of early on it.
I think. Yeah, because I've no, like the first episode, it's like literally picking up with the like teaser shot at the end of the movie where there's like one egg they missed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they eventually find that and then find that Godzilla and then make friends with him or whatever.
Yeah. It's a TV show.
Yeah, and the only episode of it I remember, I think it might be even multiple parts, but like there's an episode where there are aliens that like resurrect the Godzilla from the movie as like a android. He's got like robot bits in him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or her. I guess her.
Her, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. So they bring back movie Godzilla, which is such a cool idea, except that like those monsters aren't that Godzilla-y. They're more Godzilla-y in that show, though, because they have their breath, their atomic breath is more like atomic breath and not like a weird wind tunnel. Then there's fire, which is like the one moment in that movie where that happens.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that'll... it's like everything else I've...
Yeah.
I gotta... I mean...
Like, it's okay, but it kind of doesn't hit the spot. Well,
yeah.
I'd say.
But as someone who...
As a thing to have on in the background.
Yeah. As someone who can multitask. Or, like... maybe even more so. Like Scooby-Doo, for example, right? The Mystery Incorporated. Mm-hmm. I might watch that while I'm maybe, like, browsing, like, the internet or, like, maybe doing, like, photo editing stuff. Because I can definitely then, like, at any moment, I can pivot more attention to the show.
Yeah.
Something like Godzilla, I would probably toss that on while I'm playing Isaac. It's like, mm-hmm. I just want to I want to, like, absorb it. I don't need to pay really much attention.
Yeah, I get it. Like the limit of, like, I need something that's actually not good. It's, like, yeah, worse. Yeah, yeah. It's not, like, actually, that I'm not actually interested in or whatever.
That's my problem. I understand that feeling. Dude. Yeah, like, I need...
Definitely, yeah.
I tried it with, I mean, that was, like, my second go-through on The Office. That was too bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No, I end up, like, rewatching old YouTube stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. That I've seen before. That's, like, where I am. For some reason, like, scripted stuff, it's just, like, in my head that I care about it too much, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's bad, I don't know. But when I, like, evaluate it, whereas, like, this old StarCraft tournament... It's just enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's slightly tragic, because one of the people in it died.
Oh.
Shortly after.
Yeah.
Still a good time, though.
I've thought about going, like... I guess it's not really a double dip. I don't know. I've thought about going full Isaac and just watching some of the new, like, Northern Lions new Isaac stuff while playing Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit much.
I mean, that's what I do. I would, when I was playing HOTS, I would watch like Chew 8 play HOTS
while you're playing HOTS.
While I'm playing HOTS, yeah. All that, and that's kind of why I've been playing HOTS again, is because he's been streaming that again.
Yeah, I have been. I'm still subscribed. I haven't watched much of it, but it's like the HHL League thing, Heroes Hearth something.
Yeah, I still haven't watched any of that.
I've checked out some of it. I mean, I also like you playing Heroes and watching Heroes. That makes sense, considering I have been by your side as you played Heroes and also played Magic.
That's harder.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell.
Even playing Magic, like, while playing Hearthstone is a little tricky. I've done that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What about... If you could swing it somehow, I'm sure you could, but I don't know how you would go about it. What about playing, like, multiple games of Magic at once?
Like, if I were playing...
I would assume
Magic on Arena with Magic and Magic on... online MTGO?
I was kind of thinking like two instances of Arena. It would probably have to be separate.
Two instances of Arena would be easier because Magic Online is kind of a pain.
I mean, yeah, that's why.
It would also matter what, like, it would be kind of deck dependent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do it. But I wouldn't do it with certain decks, I would say. And, yeah, like, at a certain point, it's, like, a little much. It's a little much. Mm-hmm.
But what if you want to play mono-red aggro and you know, blue-white control? You can't choose. Now you don't have to.
True. I kind of don't want to do either of those right now, but...
I mean, yeah, well. My knowledge of the meta is both outdated, and also those are obvious archetypes.
It's all about Emergent Ultimatum and other things.
Well, call me when Slivers are back on the menu.
Okay.
If they're ever back on the menu.
I think they were in Modern.
Yeah.
They were playable again.
Yeah, I made a little paper cutout proxy deck to play against Jeremy. It was fun.
No, I mean like recently.
Oh, like hella recently. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
Modern?
That also
not
still
Pioneer.
That still also kind of makes sense. Like, I know there was... I don't think it, like, they ever got super high up, but there was some dude who was, like, consistently running Slivers, and he was kind of like... I mean, a few different people were, but there was something in his deck, and he was doing consistently well. Like, top... Certain... I don't know. He was doing well. And I tried it out.
Sure.
It was my first time using, what the hell is the creature tech? It's a jar, or a scepter, or...
Aether Vial?
A vial, yeah, that's it. Aether Vial. I'm like, I know there was collecting company there. There was also some sort of apparatus for getting shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those cards that's still not on Arena, but is like super important to those creature decks. Low mana creature decks in older formats.
Yeah, yeah.
Another broken Mirrodin card or whatever. Mirrodin block, I think. I don't think it was in actual Mirrodin. I don't remember.
I'm all about it. I'm all about creature decks.
Winota, dude.
Winota. I'm all about... Well, I'm all... Okay, fine. Fine, I'll say it. I'm all about bad creature decks. God forbid I find
Except
a preference
then you lose that, and you get mad.
To be fair, I get mad when I lose even if I'm playing an amazing deck.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That's fair.
I keep thinking because, like, I don't know. I don't know. I know that I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a different kind of anger than, like, if I'm getting absolutely shit on and, like, in FPS or, like, in Heroes or something. It's so different. I don't know why. But, like, in Magic, it's like I'm so close to not being mad, but then I am, and that makes me more mad or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
Because I don't get mad playing Magic.
Yeah.
When I was playing, like, draft on MTGO, like, where, like, I had to win so I could draft more because I didn't have the money to keep just drafting.
Yeah.
Because you had, like, every draft you were paying money, basically. I would get tilted where, like, if I lost, I was like, ah, gotta do it again. Or whatever. Like, the, like, gambler's fallacy of, like, doubling down or whatever.
Yeah.
And play worse also on top of that.
Oh, dude, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that would happen. But that's a whole different thing. I never, like, I don't, like, get mad
see,
that way.
And, like, I think the funniest part of it all, like, I recognize that it's ridiculous. I just tried to remove my... It also doesn't help that I have, like, no decks. And even the last time I was playing...
I'll say there is a kind of frustration when I would play, like, Constructed, but I didn't have... I was playing budget decks and didn't have the good cards. There is I'm so fucking sick of Umezawa's GTA. Like, that would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But on Arena, I just buy every... I can play every deck.
Yeah.
I am at a point... Like, I can't buy every jank deck I want.
See, yeah.
Because, like, at some point, there are, like, just too many rares at this point.
Yeah.
To do it day one, but...
See, yeah,
I mostly do what I want to do.
I think it's because, like... I'm not playing enough, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm dead. I know I'm going to play so I can justify doing it.
Yeah. So
I know that my fun is tied to being able to deck switch when I need to.
Yeah.
So that's why I can commit to it.
And see, like the last time, right? I was going to try to just do... Like, I mean, specifically just trying to get, like, a few of my quests done or whatever. And yeah. I realized I didn't have... And this was before Strixhaven, yeah. I didn't have any decks built. And maybe I completed the quest or whatever, but I wanted to, like, try to get at least, like, one or two daily wins. And the only deck that I had... That I knew had like could actually win now and again, if only by surprise, was my stupid Rainbow Shrines deck.
Yeah,
that deck, either win or lose, it's gonna be a fucking drag. It takes forever, and I just, yeah I don't know. Even normally, like, I still get, I just find it funny because, like, you pretty much only play ranked, right? Like, you're playing mostly ranked, if I recall.
Sometimes I just want to get a quest done, and I'll do play.
Yeah.
Or if I really think a deck is bad, and I'm like, I just need to know. But I do mostly just play ranked, yeah.
Yeah. And see, I'm out here, I play, like, unranked almost exclusively, and I lose, like, once. And I'm like, I'm out. Fuck this game. Don't know.
I have that in that, like... if I'm testing, like, I see a deck on the internet and I'll play like three games and I'll win two and then lose one, I'm like, nope, this deck's trash. I'm done. Different deck. But it's not mad. I just, like, I'm done with this. Moving on.
Yeah.
Next thing. And it's like, and that's based on, like, feel, like, oh, I don't like how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like this deck. So I can move on to another deck kind of thing. Like, I never get stuck in the hole of, like, oh, I can't beat this strategy. I don't know how to solve it. I'm like, all right, I'm clear that I don't have the right deck. What's the deck that beats that thing, or if that's what I'm seeing, or whatever.
Yeah.
The meta is like a puzzle that I'm just working, moving on to the next thing, the thing that is working in this moment. I don't see it as, like, this is definitely the good thing that always will work. No. I'm looking for the angle.
Yeah. And see, I mean, maybe that's, like, part of it. I mean, maybe we'll get there eventually. Just needs to grow a bit. But, like, even with the sliver deck that I was play testing for Modern, like, I don't know that. I mean, it was set to kind of hold on for a while. You know, like, all these Modern decks had kind of been around for. Or not all of them, but, you know, there was a core.
There was a time when that was true with Modern, but yeah, because of the new, I know, now it's all fucked up. Magic, it's not.
Yeah, no, not they tore that away, and I'm like, honestly, that's what I want for Arena, and I know it's, like, impossible. Like, I had these decks that I enjoyed playing, and now they are actual garbage. If I were to take them out into Historic, like, yeah. I want to be able to design a deck and play that deck, and it doesn't have to be like top tier or anything, but I want to be able to come back in like 4 months when I want to play again and not have to worry about like absolutely every card in that deck being irrelevant except for the basic lands.
Yeah. Whereas someone like me who plays all the time, I'm glad the meta changes.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
But yet you're not wrong in that, like, it's a totally different approach, and it's one that's like pushes me away definitely from actually wanting to build physical decks.
Because they change
like,
so fast.
You have to be it's not a thing that I can build and then like I have this. Like, no, if you're building it, you have to be building it for a purpose to play at a specific time.
Yeah.
Because you might never be able to play it again after that.
Mm-hmm. And see, So
coming to terms with that has been useful for me. The, like, just accepting that that's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say is more healthy.
And see, I just remember
like,
when
staring at these decks and saying, like, oh, I'd just love to just have that.
Yeah.
Like, no.
See, I still, I mean, I guess maybe just because of when I was more involved, like when I'd started playing regularly and like drafting a ton and went to the one tournament, not to play, but just to be there and all that shit, like that was still very, I still remember like people telling me when, you know, we were learning me and Jeremy were learning the ins and outs and they were like, so if you're going to play standard, it's okay to start out in. But if you're like looking at the best value financially, like the older you go, the more stable everything is. So they were like, maybe if, you know, if you get good, you like it, you're sure that you're going to stay with this game. Like maybe modern will be a better thing for you. If you want something that you can like buy once and you'll just have this deck at least for a good long while. And
man,
like, that's still what I think of. And it's now, I still remember reading the, you know, the reports and posts and everything else about like, why the fuck would I pay so much for a modern deck when Wizards is going to release a set in 3 months that makes it completely irrelevant?
Yeah.
Was like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago that was. Is that still the case? Like, is modern still just rapidly kind of changing with each new release, or is it slowed down a little? Like if I built a deck.
No, right modern, now, like, Here's the canary in the coal mine for modern. Is Tarmogoyf playable? Tarmogoyf is playable again.
Oh, hell yeah. See, that's the good shit. When everybody was talking about all this new bullshit, and I'm like, okay, I don't know any of these things. Tarmogoyf, there we go. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I still think of Tarmogoyf as the new bullshit, though.
Yeah, sure.
Because I remember when they printed that card and it was super expensive immediately. And I'm like, the fuck is this shit? This is just better than everything else. Fuck this card. I honestly have like that as like modern is still too new to me, even though it's like so old at this point.
Yeah.
So I just have that weird perspective of like this thing people have nostalgia for. I still think of as like, yeah, but this was like the change from the way it used to be. Like before, like it used to just be extended, which was just standard but longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would still have rotation. It was just like more years out or whatever. And then Magic Online at one point introduced Modern, which like, and it took off. It's just like an experiment or whatever.
Yeah.
So I still think of like extended as like, and because like extend, that's like a healthier way for a format to exist. Like there's something about modern that just felt, I don't know. Either you play with all the cards or you don't. Either you play vintage or you play standard.
There's no in between.
Like I kind of, I don't actually feel that way, but there's a part of me that's like definitely treads towards preferring that. But I mean, I like historic because that's playable on.
Yeah, yeah.
Play with old cards on Arena, so that's, I do like that.
And I don't know. I'm still quite hopeful, and I think I feel like it is actually coming at some point that they'll make historic Brawl an actual thing you can queue into. Like, that would pull me back. I feel like
that's fair.
I mean, first it allows for more of the like kind of less than ideal bullshit that I enjoy, but also like I just have a better sense for building those decks. Like
you just gotta build commander decks on MTGO, and then you can play commander against randoms. You can have that joy.
I don't want that. I don't think joy is the correct word. Brawl is for when only one friend is available, or if I'm playing against randos. Commander is for friends only.
Yeah.
No randos, please.
I don't know. I do kind of think, like, even if they made Historic Brawl a permanent thing, like, I'm not going to... Playing Singleton against randos isn't that fun. I like playing Brawl, like, against a friend, because it's a casual format. But I don't know that I'm, like, gotta boot up the queue again.
I just, like, I wouldn't be nearly as ready for it if there wasn't, like, if you're not around and I just have a fresh deck idea, I'm not testing that deck unless I actively seek someone out, and there's no way in hell that's happening. Yeah, I refuse to join a Discord and be like, hey guys, who wants to play Brawl?
You just got a goldfish.
But I, like, in, like on a deck builder site or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to make the deck again on the science.
You just export. You just hit export.
Oh.
Import text.
It's so much. My delicate fingers.
It's no work. But whatever. We've talked about magic for like 30 minutes on this Godzilla podcast. I think we can call it.
It's, yeah. Yeah. It was nice, though.
The other thing I just want to say is that idea of, like, an enemy that's, like, rapidly evolving to your environment. That is Invincible Season 1 also does that idea.
Oh, that's right. I need to download those.
Yeah. That's a good example of that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I think they could finish it off in Episode 1 of that show.
Okay. I mean, it's still...
Or maybe Episode 2.
Still a fun time.
Or 3. Maybe it's by 3. I don't know. I watched those first 3 episodes. Those first 3 came out all at once, so they kind of blend together at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more drawn out when I read it in the comic.
It was a
stretched out thing. Even though I did also read that comic like all at once. But anyway. SaltCirclePodcast@gmail.com. Salt Circle Pod on Twitter, Anchor, Apple, Salt Circle Podcast, Google Podcasts. I'm on Twitter @ComicPanels.
I'm not on Twitter. Boom.
Nice. Good choice.
I've been a lot happier since not being on Twitter. I'll say that much.
That's fair.
What a salty platform.
I need Twitter for cat pics.
There are so many other ways to get cat pics. There are so many other ways.
I need it for NBA news.
That's more relevant. That's
like
more.
Every sports writer actually tweets out everything. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't write things on websites anymore.
That's fair.